The Racing Pulse Trials Expert opens up the Trial Files.
Tommy, great to have you on board today. I believe Glenn's camping down at Tidal River. I thought he would have been a five-star man all the way.
Oh, he must be going poor on the punt, that's all I can say.
It's probably that glamping where they have their own butlers that that travel with them as well. How have you been, Tom G? Some great trials on this morning as well. While we were interviewing James Cummings, Flip and Savasiano were trialing up there in Sydney, and that group of trials we saw last Friday with the Waller 10 superstars in action was quite remarkable. So there's been plenty to look at.
Yeah, correct. I was just about to sit down and watch that. I think Swintex won that first trial against Smith. Looked a very good performance. But as you said, Rose Hill last Friday, it was a heat. The first heat was 10 Waller runners. They all went well. Hungry Heart took it out. Nature Strip and Funstar filled the placing. I like the trials of Subpoenaed and Colding there, Michael. I thought they ran through the line better than any other. But you can't knock them all. It was a typical Waller trial. They're all hard-held and pretty soft and just there for a look around.
Absolutely. We've seen some really smart two-year-olds over the past couple of months, and every trial session there's usually another two-year-old that sticks its hand up. From those recent trials, is there a two-year-old? We saw Remark go to the track and do it in a race last Saturday, but is there one that we haven't seen as yet that's caught your eye?
Yeah, Headliner would be the one. There's a Saturday race to kick off the program on Saturday at Randwick, Michael. Headliner and Ashima fought out trial 7. I like the work from Headliner. We've seen Ashima before. She's drawn the absolute car park on Saturday. Headliner's drawn well. James McDonald on board on Saturday. He's probably the one that we haven't seen yet in that race that can run well. But it does look a really good race. Ashima's a talented horse, as you said. We've seen Ashima run second in the $500,000 English Nursery. Got that race experience. The other one's Arthur Francis in race 1. So the two debutants in race 1 on Saturday at Randwick, Arthur Francis has won 2 trials leading in, got barrier 1 with Bowman on, the other is Headliner.
From what you've seen, is Enthar and Remark the two best two-year-olds we've seen so far?
Yeah, Remark did well, but the time didn't really stack up his performance. I know there'll be plenty of improvement to come from him. Enthar, probably the pick from what we've seen so far, Michael, looks a star.
Masked Crusader was also in that bunch of trials. How did you think Masked Crusader looked?
Yeah, he was awfully disappointing last campaign. He went well here. It was another star-studded trial 6 on Friday. Beat home Welsh Legend. Standout ran through the line really well. Probably the eye-catcher of the trial. But Masked Crusader showed good freshness and good speed and took out this trial. And you can't knock the way he went. So the Hawks seem to be hoping he shows up this campaign after nothing went right last time in.
I know Glenn's had the week off and you focus on the New South Wales trials, but has he left you with anything for Victoria, and have you seen anything that's caught your eye in the past week?
I did a bit of form for Sandown, but Glenn's pointed me in the direction of Apollo Josh, race 2, Moonee Valley, Friday night. Apollo Josh won a Flemington trial, or jump out recently, Michael. Looks a nice each-way price here. Drawn barrier 11 on Friday night, which might not suit, but looks to have a bit of ability. I think this horse was in or nominated for Flemington last week and saved for this. He looks a nice type. He's got to beat the two here, the favourite, but Apollo Josh for Davening and Hayes looks the pick from the trials heading into the weekend. On Saturday, I'm pretty keen on the first race. Shadow Heart interests me here. Ran third or fourth at a Werribee trial, stand down race 1, number 5. Shadow Heart ran third or fourth in a Werribee trial, as I said. Loved his action there. He's a colt by Stratum Star. I loved his action. Could have won that heat quite nicely. Jamie Carr sticks with him. He's got to beat the favourite Picarones, but I like backing two-year-olds off a win. I think one of those two will win the first, Picarones or Shadow Heart.
All right. Well, Shadow Heart, as you said, is about $6.210 with Jay Carr on board. So that's race 1 Sandown on Saturday. And the Bald Eagle, Glennie Ingram, was keen. Moonee Valley tomorrow night in the two-year-old number 1 Apollo Josh, which is currently around about $5. Luke Curry to ride. What about the meeting in Sydney on Saturday? It's a big 10-race card. Who from the trials have you black booked for us?
Yeah, well, I black booked Emanate, but I heard James Cummings, he was steering us into Valaquenta in that race off a trial as well. Yeah. I was pretty keen Emanate in that. She's won well, she's placed in 7 of 8. She's only failed on a heavy track, and she trialled really nice the other day, but that's dented my confidence with James Cummings steering us in a Vela Quinta in the same race. The pick might be Rule of Law, race 5, number 5. Race shapes up perfectly for him. He's coming off two nice trials and two nice wins to finish his first campaign. So he's drawn barrier 6. Karen McAvoy stays with him off a trial win, beating Asamu. I think he's the pick, race 5, number 5 in Sydney.
Race 5, number 5 at Rule of Law is around about $3.80. Tommy, appreciate your time, mate. Always good to get you on. And when you see any little stars on those trials, don't hesitate to let us know. We'll pass it on to the RSN listeners. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. All the best.